The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Settle on the right course of what God proposed for all men. We happen to be a people that is in the first rank of what God is about doing on the earth. Because what the prophet says is that all flesh shall see the salvation of the Lord. All flesh shall see the glory of God. So we are here at this time representing the whole of humanity. You're representing your family, you're representing your generation, you're representing your nation, you're representing your age, you're representing everything that God stands for and God will do in this day. Hallelujah. And when you are like that, then every duty is upon you to ensure that you deliver well. It's like when a community put money together and send you abroad to go and learn, acquire skill, acquire what is needed to make their community of relevance. When you go there, you don't just go for sightseeing, because you are on the trust of a whole community. And when you're coming back, they are expecting that something will happen to them. That is the mind, that is the way you should think at this time. So we can connect into everything and learn accurately and see that the hope of salvation comes to reality in our days in Jesus' name. It's God's thought, it's God's mandate. He will do it. What matters is who, with whom He will do it. But I think we are already enlisted that He will do it with us. Amen? Do you say that to yourself, that the Lord will do it with me? And yes, I'm positioned for that. That's the reason for living. And that's the only thing, good thing, you can leave as legacy for humanity, that there's hope of salvation. Amen. So I want to believe that this morning meeting will prepare the ground for this next phase of delivery. I want to believe that a lot of things here and there that looks easy in our eyes are getting clearer. Praise God. In the days when you just say truth is truth, you know, faith is faith, hope is hope, you know, those days are gradually just going away. And we are seeing clearer that at very every phase there is expression of truth. Amen. And there's a place where the word of truth is what you heard.
Kaida asufi lat avre diman papa kiata novilotea. Had the avra kusa fini ileto mon fontele vetubia kata nejo. For election has brought you to learn truth. Election chose you for one cause, to show you truth, to bring you to truth, to unveil truth. Because it is not a general body of knowledge. If it were that which is available to all. You wouldn't need election to separate you. Election chose you and separated you because it is a truth. It is the truth. It is distinct. It is separate. It is distinct. It is separate. And pay attention that you may gain mastery. Wait for mastery. Hey, wait for mastery. Wait for mastery. Just stay and mastery will come. Wait for mastery. Wait for mastery. Wait, wait, wait. For to this end you have been called. For to this end has election chosen you. Amongst many, amongst many, amongst many, amongst many. The eye of the Lord has gone after you. The eye of the Lord has gone after you. Yea, be sober, be sober, be sober, be sober, that you may receive the curse of election which is upon you, that you may receive the curse of election. Wait in soberness, wait in gravity, wait, wait, that truth will be unveiled to you. Wait that you may receive it, for that which has been promised is here and you can have it.
So we're waiting for that. We have done all that waiting, and we're still waiting to receive all that God will have for us, to come to a place where we come to realm of all, like we're in yesterday. It takes a lot of progress to be made, to come to the realm where it is all truth, all soberness, all. We're going to journey from one level to the other level. What we heard that God was born again is the word of truth too. Is that not word of truth? It's the word of truth of the gospel. That's what Paul was talking about in Colossians chapter 1. It's the word of truth of the gospel. That God, and it's the word of hope. That's one of the things we see that as a difference between our days and all these days and the former time we had. When people believe the gospel to start with and go born again, in past times, it's not the word of hope that they get born again to. You know, imagine you got an experience, you were sick, you were healed, and you decided to believe Jesus. And you say you gave your life to Jesus because you were healed. The word of truth, or the word of hope, or the word of Christ was not preached to you to get you born again. It was just seeing God's intervention. So you discover that why people like Peter were sent to people like Nicodemus, people like Cornelius, was that it's not that man does not have ignition of God at that time. He had it. But he was invited so that he can give him direction so that his believing can be established on the hope. So they went everywhere preaching the gospel, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. So you discover that it is moving from realm of truth to realm of truth. If you discover that, you know, in Paul writing to Ephesians, he talked further on that in terms of being sealed with the Spirit. It was word of truth that granted their sealing with the seal of the Spirit of promise. I call it the Spirit of promise, in whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. These are movement of truth from level to level, even from the new birth. So what grace does, grace helps us to move into spheres of truth. That's why in Christ, what you find in him is grace and truth. Grace opened the way for truth. When we come into truth, truth also grants us to receive more grace. More grace opens us to more truth. And we can come to the truth to acknowledge the truth that pertains to godliness. When we begin to hope for eternal life. At this point, they couldn't hope for eternal life. But at another level, they need truth that can position them to be able to hope. That's what you find in Titus, somewhere like Titus 1. In the acknowledging of the truth that is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, in which God, who cannot lie, has promised. So if you don't move from one realm of truth to another realm of truth, you can't get to a place where you can hope. It's not every believer that can hope for eternal life. Even if they preach it to you, You won't be able to hope for it. You will hear it in terms of information, but your posture of life will not be able. So you need some realm of administration of truth from level to level to build the strength to be able to stay, to hope for eternal life. That should be verse 1 of that place. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Most of the things that have been preached to us over the past 3 days is the truth that is after godliness, because of the concentration of the on the faith of God's elect, the faith of God, which is called the faith for our common salvation. That is in the book of Jude, right? Content for the faith, which is once delivered to the saints, all of that. It is inside that faith you are able to see various realm of truth. You never know what is called. You never know what is called hope until you are in that faith. You never know what is called peace, true peace, until you are in that faith. You can't receive the admission of truth that pertains to peace, because there's a truth that bringeth peace. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. When it is concerning common salvation, it is needful that I ask you to contend for the faith which was once delivered. Because without that faith, you can't arrive at that common salvation. Because inside that faith, you will see various levels of truth unveiled. So truth is not just truth like that. Truth, we have to graduate from basic truth to ultimate or eternal truth that can pave way for eternal life or the promise of God's life. So this morning again, we'll assess more of grace, more of truth, and we'll be enabled to make progress to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.